Time to talk to George Ferrugia with some greyhounds and some tips for sale.
On RSN Sunday Central, talking greyhounds.
George Ferrugia, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Big night with the inaugural Pink Diamond series coming to a close at Bendigo on Friday night.
Yeah, look, I think it's just been such a huge success. To be honest, there was over $600,000 in prize money on the one night, the most ever given on a provincial track in Australia in the history of the sport, which is fantastic, and over $80,000 in breeders' bonuses. And there was three major races. There was races for maidens, for females, for tier three dogs, all over all distances. It was fantastic. But the three big races were we'll start with the Pink Diamond Champion Short Course, where Aussie Secret scored in 23.77. The Champion Distance Final, Five Star was brilliant, leading from Go to Woe. Look, he's a stayer in the making for sure, picking up the 75,000. And then the big one, Shimmer Shine, defeating Aston Rupee in an absolutely classic performance. Shimmer Shine now pushing his prize money to over $710,000. That was a cracking race. So, really good night of racing. GRV have confirmed that it will be on the calendar for next year as well, Brendan, which is absolutely fantastic news, and hopefully for many more years to come, because it's giving something back to the breeders of this state, and we had some of the best greyhounds in Australia racing it, so it was brilliant.
Yeah, wonderful incentive to breed your greyhound in Victoria and stay here and race. Sale is the venue we're going to take a look at today. Of course, Horsham racing in the place of Sandown, but Sale's where we'll concentrate our attentions. Race number 5 on the program there is the first leg of the quaddy. It is a restricted win over the 5.20. 5 and 10 come out, 9 into the field. Jayville Menace off the white is a $3.50 favourite.
Yeah, my numbers are 3, 2, 7, and 6. I've gone Jayville Menace on top. It was a good win at Sale 2 starts ago. Look, he does the right things out of box rise. He's got some speed. It was a good win at Sale 2 starts ago, as we mentioned, in 25.22, which is not an overly fast time, but this is certainly a winnable race for Jayville Menace. Gina Bale, solid record here, placed in 6 of 12, this track and distance. We'll throw in number 7 as well, Long Black Lass. A couple of her placings provincially have been okay. And number 6, Razor Roy, fresh off a win at Cranbourne in 13.78, can show some speed as well. 3 to beat 2, 7 and 6, sorry.
4 minutes off the first at Bendigo. Race number 5 on the program is a restricted win over the 440 metres. 3 comes out along with 5.90 into the field. Lakeview Cruiser, $1.60. Zachary, $3.90.
The only two chances, winnable chances here, you'd suggest. Lakeview Cruiser, of course, is a very, very talented greyhound. He's been racing against some of the best in the country, you know, Tommy Shelby, these type of greyhounds. And I think after an unsuccessful period at Albion Park, he comes back to an easier race here. Zachary, though, you can't leave him out, Brendan. He's got a PB of 24.42, which is as quick as they go at Sale. He's got a solid record. He's won 5 of 10 this track and distance. And in fact, all his career wins have come at Sale. So he's the clear danger. 2 to beat 7 in race 6.
Race number 7 on the program. 5 and 9 come out here. Jet Lee Rose is the favourite, 2.60. Dr. Mama, 3.80. Notoriety at $3.90. Harrigan, 4.80.
Yeah, Jet Lee Rose on top. This is another son of Bernardo, who throws a lot of speed into his greyhounds. And there's a few... they're racing at Sale tonight. I've got him on top. Solid record here. He's placed in 11 of 17 this track and distance. He's got a good PB, good record off wide draws as well. He's second behind Omega Dodge, was good 2 starts ago, and I've got him on top. But of the dangers, Notoriety, number 3. Nice win at Sandown 5 starts ago. Backed it up with a good win at Warragul last start. Led all the way in 25.88. It was a good run. And then number 2, Harrigan, another one, who seems to do his best racing here at Sale, is placed in 5 of 6 this track and distance. So 8 to beat 3 and 2 in race 7.
Race number 8, last leg of the quaddy. Aston Sunset, Ha Ha Magoo, runners 1 and 5, equal favourites in this 4-5.
Yeah, my numbers are 3, 2 and 5. I've got Nicholas Rose on top. Another one, he's won 2 out of 4 here. Solid PB. Been knocking on the door against some good dogs, Zipping Zabo and Amiga Dodge, to name a few. I've got him on top to beat Showtime Boomer. Nice placing at the Meadows 4 starts ago behind Webleck Scout. gets to the line really strongly. I think he's drawn okay as well. And then we'll throw in number five, and that's Haha Magoo. Certainly a big chance here. Can show some early speed. Ollie had the one start over this distance and placed impressively when running third. So three to beat two and five to bring us home.
Recap of the quaddie numbers, best outside of the quaddie legs or best overall, please, George.
Yeah, 2, 3, 6, and 7 into 2 and 7 into 2, 3, and 8 into 2, 3, and 5. We have to go to race 10, number 5, Myers, a greyhound bred in South Australia, in hands of Lynn Smith. Good win at Sale back in April. Backed it up with a nice win at Cranbourne in 13-17. What I like about it is its early speed. It should be able to offset the sticky draw here and be hard to beat. Race 10, number 5, Myers.
Best of luck today, George.
You too, mate.
George Farrugia there with his look at the greyhounds at Sale.